Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. You may not realize that for years, scientists considered the vast majority of our DNA, about 98%, as junk DNA, since these sequences don't encode proteins and were assumed to be doing nothing.
But the idea is being challenged by hundreds of researchers from a revolutionary international project called ENCODE, which stands for the Encyclopedia of DNA Elements. Their studies over the past 5 years suggest that more than 80% of the human genome is used for something important in keeping us healthy.
This group of non-coding DNA elements may enhance, promote, and regulate the massive, precise interworkings of cellular functions. They can determine whether our proteins end up working properly, which is crucial in cells.
Studies are now pointing to genetic diseases that originate near or within these non-coding DNA sequences. For example, a rare brain disorder called Ravine encephalopathy causes severe anorexia in infants. It's due to a defect in a non-coding DNA sequence that leaves neurons unstable and degenerates the brain's white matter.
But beyond helping us understand disease, the significance of ENCODE's results is that it takes us a step beyond the Human Genome Project, which first laid out the genes. Now, after studying 150 different types of cells, ENCODE defines and explains the roles of our genes.
They reveal the marvelous complexity of the human genome that can signal almost 20,000 genes at the exact time and location to allow a fetus to develop normally. The ENCODE project provides a rich source for many more years of research.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.